Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jumping off in hour three of Sports Talk here. Welcome in along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick here on the WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Dr. Ron in Lakeview. What's going on, Dr. Ron? You're on WWL.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? Who that,
Dr. Ron? What you got?
Hey, I want to ask y'all a question about Dennis Allen, but I was just thinking might be a long shot, but guy that's from here wouldn't have a problem with finding a quarterback. I think any quarterback want to play for him. Think Mickey will make Peyton Manning say no.
Peyton Manning to be the next Saints coach? I mean, does he want to coach right now? I think Peyton Manning will want to be an owner.
GM.
A GM or owner. Be part of a group that maybe could own a team or a general manager. I don't think that Peyton would want to coach. I think more the GM route or part of an ownership. Don't you agree with that, Christian?
Yeah, I do. I think more GM, owner. I don't think he has any interest in coaching whatsoever. He's been linked to a couple of groups that might potentially buy the Broncos because of the bowling situation. But I can't see him coaching. And look, I understand.
It's a grind. People don't really realize. And you might say, well, but you're well compensated if you're a head coach in the National Football League. But what if you got a bunch of money? Why would you want that stress? I mean, don't you want to be able to enjoy your life? Maybe you got kids and be involved more because I'm telling you, it takes a special wife or a relationship you might be in to be a wife or a girlfriend of a coach. I'm telling you, it's very demanding. Now, with that being said, listen, you're trying to make a great living, and it might be a passion that you're a lifer, but I don't think that would be Peyton Manning's situation. I think he'd be, like you said, more like a Mickey Loomis type or part of an ownership of a team in the NFL.
Dr. Ron, thanks for the phone call. Manny D in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on WWL, Manny D.
Hey, Bobby, Christian, Mike, how y'all doing?
All right, Manny D.
Good, good. Hey, it's a pleasure to speak with y'all. I just want to, you know, let the Who Dat Nation know that, you know, we hurt, but we happy. We happy for Sean because, you know, whatever he's going to do, he's going to be successful. But at the same time, we hurt. It's just like a relationship. When a relationship comes to an end, when it break up, you sad for a few weeks, you know, but you're going to be happy for that person. But you gotta let them know we're going to be all right. And, you know, I kind of keep my fingers crossed, Bobby, that maybe one day Sean will come back to us. But, you know, a song that I like by Sade. Sade got a song, and she say, it's never as good as the first time. It's never as good as the first
Amen.
Time. So we hurt for a little bit, but, you know, we're going to be all right. We're going to get a new relationship, and we're going to be better than what we were before.
Now, Manny D, because I think he's established, and is that – a flash in the pan. You're talking about a decade and a half. And what he's established as far as the culture and the winning atmosphere. And Sean mentioned this yesterday. You know, if you in your young 20s are around there, because think about that. You know nothing but winning Saints football. You don't know about no damn bags or any of that stuff. So you influence about supporting a winner. And the culture here in New Orleans with the Saints is a winning franchise. you got players and coaches that are trying to copy what the Saints are doing. Now, you got
the personnel that has left that building the last
couple of
years.
You have a handful of teams that are truly mirrored, and it's always, if you look at it, it's almost like you want this to happen but not happen. You want other teams to want your coaches and your personnel. Okay, look what happened in Atlanta. That's within the division. Who did they go after, Christian?
Terry Fontenot.
Terry Fontenot, why? Oh, man, they're doing things the right way with the Saints. Let's
and
get
he
Terry
had a great track record as a pro personnel guy.
Let's get Terry Fontenot over here. What even happened previous to that? Ryan Pace.
It didn't work out.
It didn't work out, but still the opportunity. Ball.
Russ Ball.
Russ Ball with the Packers. No, we see the track record. Then you look at coaches. Dan Campbell, Eric Glenn, whoever it might be. No, that means you're successful when other franchises want your administrators or your coaches. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the nature of the beast, so to speak. Now, Christian, who you talking to Manny D, right?
Correct.
Manny D, I would not.
Yes, sir.
I think the Who Dat Nation, I think how we well-rounded, we'd be more disgruntled if Sean would resurface coaching the damn Dallas Cowgirls. To NFC. Now,
amen.
If Sean Payton went to the Los Angeles Chargers, or even like, I don't know, the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders at AFC and had success, I don't think that would necessarily bother us. Because you look at Bill Parcells. Look what he did for the Giants when he won the Super Bowls. And then how he went to Miami, Dallas, the Jets, he went all over. So that just look at John Gruden even. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. Now, he didn't have ultimate success with the Raiders. But the point being that it's kind of like not within your division. Okay, it's not like he's going to Atlanta, Carolina, or Tampa Bay. He's going in a different conference. So I think we'd respect Sean Payton if all of a sudden he resurfaced and it would be the Chargers or it'd be like the Raiders or some team like that. But I can tell you what. You let him coach Dallas, the Who Dat, and then he comes in New Orleans, the Who Dat Nation will be giving him the business. Sean might be shocked because, listen, I know from experience that they'd be dog cussing him.
Manny D, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back to your calls next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open at 504-260-187. That's where we find Uptown Ruler. What's going on, Uptown Ruler? You're on WWL.
Oh, a lot of wisdom's coming here. What you got, Uptown Ruler?
Hey, what if he wind up in Dallas?
Then, wind up in Dallas like now or when do you think?
No. They say you got 3 years left on the contract, right? He may sit out the whole 3 years and then go to Dallas.
Possible,
but why would you
wait a minute. Let me ask you another question.
Okay,
if he sit out the whole 3 years, what the Saints get in compensation?
Zero.
You see, to me, if you have a contract, you have a contract. Then the contract expires. How could someone still own you? I mean, I know as a player, when you have free agency, there's a reason why you're unrestricted. I don't know what necessarily – Jeff Duncan probably knows this. I don't know about what's unrestricted of Tom Rula as far as, like,
we'll
coaches and what comes about. But
I'm fairly certain that once that contract expires
– then the Saints would get no compensation if he wanted to coach the Cowgirls. But why would you want to go to Dallas? Sean Payton, to me,
as long as Jerry Jones is the GM.
Yes. Now, I think if Jerry would pass away, I'm not wishing nothing on Jerry, but his son, I think Sean would have way more power dealing with his son than with Jerry as far as, listen, Jerry's the only owner. Jeff Duncan might know this. Jerry's the only owner who has a show every week. Does any other owner have a show?
No. His ego. That's all ego. Yeah, Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com, Times McEwen columnist. Jeff, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing good. I survived yesterday, and it's a new day today.
Jeff, can you confirm something for us? I'm pretty certain that this is the way it goes. With Peyton's three final years remaining on his contract, if he were to coach in year one, two, or three of that contract, the Saints would – will receive
compensation
from the team he ends up being the head coach of. After 2024, that doesn't matter.
Correct. That's exactly right. So how that compensation is determined really comes down to, say, what Mickey Loomis would want, right? So there'd have to be some kind of arrangement made before he could coach somewhere else.
Now, Jeff, you always got a great gut feeling, and do you think Sean enjoys the booth or whatever, being involved with TV, or do you still think he'll have that itch to coach? Because I look at it, I don't think Sean Payton wants to coach till he dies, but he's only 58, he's not 68. So I can look at him maybe going away and resurfacing in the NFL, because 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. And I'm just looking like, man, I mean, from an outsider, I would like to see Sean Payton coach Justin Herbert with the Chargers or something like that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bobby. I think he's going to be on the sidelines from the game for a very short period. You know how he's wired. This is a guy that lives to compete, and I just think that itch is going to get to him pretty quickly once he gets on the sidelines. He's not a guy that likes to sit still, you know, so I think this is a good break for him, but I think it'll be a bruise if he was back coaching and in 2023, really. I don't think he's going to be on the sidelines long.
Jeff, yesterday, what was one of the moments in your or in that press conference where you were like, wow, this is about as candid as we've seen Sean Payton?
Yeah, I thought there were a lot of them, Christian. You know, I thought it was interesting he got emotional a few times. He hasn't done that very much in his career. And I thought one of the more interesting aspects of his press conference was just – how much he talked about the first team he had, 2006.
Right.
He spent way more time talking about that team than he did the Super Bowl team. And I thought that was interesting. It clearly has a place in his heart. Not only the players, but the coaches that came with him and started this journey. And, I thought he had some, as typical of Sean, he had some great lighthearted moments, some really funny lines, and self-deprecating in a lot of ways. And you really could see just how great a communicator he is, right? I mean, he was a communications major at Eastern Illinois, and I think it's one of his great strengths as a head coach is his ability to communicate and reach people. And I thought he did that yesterday. Not very many guys can carry a 90-minute press conference, and it was not ever really very boring at all.
Jeff, when you look at in-house candidates, obviously there's Dennis Allen, and as Bobby points out, Aaron Glenn technically is an in-house candidate, but is there a name out there on your short list that you would like the Saints to at least talk to?
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with you guys. Like, I really think Dennis Allen is the clear front runner just because he's in the building, and we know how much this organization values continuity and stability, right? I mean, the whole front office has been there for 2 decades just right. About. Mickey's been there that whole time. I think they know what they have in Dennis Allen. He's a protege somewhat of Sean Payton, and they know that they have a winning formula there. It's been proven. It's successful. They've seen him operate. So to me, it's going to take someone from the outside to come in and really blow their doors off in an interview to prevent Dennis Allen from getting this job. I'm not saying it can't happen because Sean Payton certainly came in and knocked their socks off in 2006. But they know what they have in Dennis Allen, and he's a proven commodity. He's been a head coach, and I like that he went somewhere else as a head coach and had some failure. I think that can be fertilizer for future success. So I think all the elements are there for him to get this job, but they definitely have to go through the proper protocols and, go through the process of,
right.
of meeting the NFL requirements.
Yeah, the old Rooney Rule, Eric Bieniemy has some New Orleans ties, and you look at Aaron Glenn, I mean, he seems like he just left New Orleans and how the players respect him. But, Jeff, like a two-part question right here. Okay, so let's say in theory Dennis Allen is the head coach. Do they hire a defensive coordinator from within, considering when you look at the D-line coach? We all know going to LSU or not, then he stays with the Saints. Do you say they stay in-house and kind of promote from within if Dennis Allen would be the head coach, the next defensive coordinator? I want you to comment on that. And then also Pete Carmichael. I don't know. Listen, Pete Carmichael's like watching paint dry sometimes. I mean, he's kind of an introvert, but I like Pete Carmichael. I know he can call plays. I just look at what he did in Bounty Gate. Jeff, you can – I know you do your homework all the time. I think we might have been the number one offense, or definitely top three in the Bounty Gate season. And then even the 9-0 victory, how look, we were functioning. And the bottom line is you got to win the game when Dennis Allen was you know, leading the team and Pete Carmichael. I'm a Pete Carmichael fan. So I want you to comment on the potential of Dennis Allen being the head coach, defensive coordinators from within, or maybe, you know, Pete Carmichael as the coordinator going forward.
Yeah, Bobby, it's a great question. I think Dennis Allen certainly knows what he has, and Pete Carmichael, I mean, they let's face it, they combine in that 9-0 shutout of the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, they were the two play callers. So I think there would be a very seamless transition to keeping Pete Carmichael and that offensive staff and keeping this offense intact. What he does as defensive coordinator, I think, remains to be seen. I think that'll be a very interesting hire because, you know, we know Ryan Nielsen certainly is a qualified candidate on the defensive line. He's a guy that a lot of other teams and colleges have tried to hire to be their defensive coordinator. So I think he would be a natural fit if he doesn't get plucked away by another team. He's a very, very valued commodity. And would someone on the outside want to come in and be the defensive coordinator, knowing that basically that might be Dennis Allen's job?
No, Jeff, that's what I was going to ask you, because you could be a great coordinator, not necessarily a head coach. And Sean has had the organization relationship. I think his son was on board. Mike Zimmer. I think Mike Zimmer might be another version of like Wade Phillips. I mean, Mike Zimmer could be an unbelievable defensive coordinator. Is there any connection there, like with Dennis Allen or whatever? Well, where does Mike Zimmer fit in potentially with the Saints as a defensive coordinator?
I don't think they have a connection, Bobby. I mean, he coached with Sean in Dallas on Parcells' staff and was in Cincinnati, of course, with Marvin Lewis. But I don't think he's ever coached with Dennis Allen. So I don't know if they have a connection or not, to be honest with you. I know one coach they do have a connection – DA does have a connection with is Mike McCoy. Remember the former head coach, I think, of the Chargers?
Yes.
They are very close. So it wouldn't surprise me to see McCoy added to his staff in some capacity.
Now, from the outside, because here you got a Louisiana connection. No, he's not from Louisiana, but he came to Louisiana Monroe. Doug Peterson, a Super Bowl winning coach. What he did with the Eagles, does he get enough credit or not? Developing the quarterback position, Frank Reich, you could argue about that. But what is your take like on a Doug Peterson type coach?
Hey, I would love to see them interview Doug Peterson. I think he would be an ideal candidate. If you're going to go outside the building, I don't think you're going to find someone stronger than Doug Peterson. You know, he's still got a home in North Louisiana up in Monroe. He coached up there. He played up there. Heck, Bobby, I covered Doug Peterson when he played at Northeast Louisiana. Whoa. It was my first year on the beat. That's how old I am. And I never would have dreamed he would have made it in the NFL as long as he did. But he is a tremendous head coach. I know Sean Payton thinks a lot of Doug Peterson as well.
Jeff,
so if they
decide
to look at outside Canada, he'd be a perfect one.
Jeff, do you think that Doug Peterson's a guy that would agree to, hey, keep the staff in place, but we'll give you the head coaching gig?
Yeah, I don't know, Christian. I mean, that would be up to Doug. I mean, that would be a very difficult thing to ask somebody to come in and keep a staff intact. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's going to be some changes here on this staff, whether it's Dennis Allen or someone else. I think this staff's been together for the most part for a long time. It will not surprise me if they all – internally say, you know what, I know a lot of them still have 1 year left on their contract, but they all may go to Loomis and say, look, this is a good time for me to maybe move on. Sean Payton era is over. I could see some other people feeling like they need a change. And so I don't think the turnover is ending with Sean Payton.
Now, Jeff, with that being said, and you look at the stability, that's one thing. I know how the players respect him. That being the secondary coach with Aaron Glenn or Chris or Richard. To me, it was like 1 and 1A. I don't even think we even missed a beat. And like Chris Richard, he wants to be a head coach and his opportunity. And you talk about changes that might come about. But that is something I think the players have truly on the back end in the secondary have embraced, a coach like Aaron Glenn and Chris Richard. The proof's in the pudding. Now, Paulson Adebo, how he got developed. We all know the big play against the Giants, what occurred. But it seems like, boy, it's about as good as it gets on the back end, the coach we got from Aaron Glenn and Chris Richard.
Yeah, I agree, Bobby. I think Aaron Glenn is a guy that is certainly going to get a call from the Saints and probably a request to interview for this head coaching job. Now, whether he comes down and does it or not, that might be interesting because, of course, he coached under Dennis Allen here. So right. It would be an interesting paradox there. But Chris Richard would be also – I've neglected to mention him earlier when I mentioned Ryan Nielsen, but I think he would be an ideal – candidate internally to be the defensive coordinator under DA. That would make a lot of sense as well. He has that experience from Seattle and had some great defenses there. So I think they've got a host of candidates internal. What I'm going to be interested to see is who they interview from outside because they're going to have to do that. And,
right.
And this thing isn't going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to take them a little while to finally reach this decision.
So, Jeff, when you say it's not happening overnight, but don't you have to make it almost not overnight, but within the next two and a half weeks? I mean, when you consider everything, how fast things happen. I mean, before you know it, oh boy, talk about burn the midnight oil. I don't know. Mickey's going to have coaching hours. He'll be up at midnight, up at 7. Okay, we got to get this done now. That'll be interesting what's on his plate.
Yeah, it will definitely be as quick as they can make it. But the fact is, you still have to go through the process, right? You've got to do these interviews. You actually have to do an in-person interview. Won't surprise me, guys, if they do some of these in-person interviews or any of the interviews next week over at Mobile.
Senior Bowl, right?
Sure. That's
the whole NFL.
That's the job fair for NFL coaches.
The job fair, yeah.
Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com, Tom Strickey. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, the whole league's there. It's basically a convention. And it's easy to set all that up at one time. And Mickey Loomis has been down this road before, guys. He hired Sean Payton. It's going to be mostly his call. I'm sure Dennis Lauscha and Gail Benson will be involved at some capacity in this decision. You know they're going to at least have to talk to this person. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff Ireland was involved too. I mean, he's the assistant GM and has been a general manager before.
Now, Jeff, you don't always trust your opinion. I watch a number of practices with you, and I always like the feedback because I know where the hell, I know you know what the hell you're talking about. So I'm not trying to blow smoke, but I'm just telling you I know that you know. But if you look in your crystal ball, do you think that it's kind of status quo as far as the quarterback room? Or what direction do we go? Because people would be like, well, Sean Payton ain't here, so why would Russell Wilson or any, like, household name would come to the Saints right now? I mean, I look at it right now, it might be the same song and dance, and come on, Jameis, you're going to rehab, you're familiar now. If you had a Pete Carmichael, you're learning the offense. I mean, you don't have to learn the offense, you know it. And it might be the same quarterback situation that we had in 2021 and 2022. What is your take on that?
Yeah, Bobby, I think it's the number one question after whoever they hire as head coach. I think it's the number one priority. They have to address the quarterback situation. You know, do they run it back with who they have? Do they look at the draft, free agency, trades? I think they're going to turn over every stone and consider every option. And it's just impossible, though, to predict what's going to be available. These franchise elite quarterbacks do not grow on trees. I mean, it's hard to get them. I don't care all this speculation about Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. It's my experience that those players never become available. When you have one, you do everything you can to keep them. And I would not be surprised, though, guys, if, say, D.A., Dennis Allen, were to get this job. I think then, because I think he would have a little bit longer runway as a new head coach, to maybe exploring using a draft pick, where I don't think that was going to be the top option for Sean Payton, who's an experienced coach, who has a ready-to-win roster right now. I think he was all in every year, and it would have been hard for him to go the draft route, whereas I think that might be more of a possibility at quarterback with D.A.
Now, Jeff, you might think I'm crazy, or I mean, I don't think I'm crazy making this statement. Let's say in theory, now it's in theory, Sean Payton right now, the same scenario, we ride on the cusp of making the playoffs, or we snuck in the playoffs. If we had like Justin Herbert or like a Josh Allen or a Russell Wilson, whatever it might be. There ain't no way in hell Sean Payton's retiring. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it's that important. I mean, you know, Sean Payton, I always use this in my writing, Christian, Bobby. You know, he compares the quarterback to a pilot on an airplane. And I think it's a great analogy. He says everyone in the organization is getting on the plane, and your futures are all in his hands. That's how important the quarterback is. He either plane safely or flies into the side of a mountain.
Right.
And so you have to have an elite player there. And the Saints were blessed with Drew Brees for 15 years. I mean, that's just
unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And the further we get from that era, the more we're going to realize how special it was and how hard it is to find another Drew Brees. And just watching those quarterbacks last weekend in the playoffs, you see how far away the Saints are at quarterback from finding that level of play. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, even Joe Burrow.
Right.
That is hard to find, and that's what the Saints have to get to somehow.
Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com, Times Picayune Union columnist. Always a pleasure, man. Appreciate the insight, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
All right. We'll step away and come back to your calls. Chris, Phil, Tommy, Mark, and you two at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby and Christian. 7:30 pregame coverage of LSU and Texas A&M. 8 o'clock tip-off. The Tigers are trying to snap a three-game losing skid. See if they can do that tonight against the Aggies. Tommy in Lakeview. What's going on, Tommy? You're on WWL.
Christian, Bobby, good evening. Hey, first a shout-out to Manny D, my boy, who coined or referenced Sade. I mean, what's not to love about her? Jesus. Christian, man, Semper Fi, and God bless you and continued success. You just keep swinging, my brother. Bobby J,
yeah.
Do not interrupt me. Don't interrupt me, brother.
No,
in the Hall of Fame. You're going to be in the Hall of Fame, not the NFL Hall of Fame, but the Radio Hall of Fame, because you have given me some of the best radio I've ever heard in my life. Going from Free Sauce to Tech Deer to Maya to what is this Couillon talking about, right?
All right.
And that
all
goes
right.
From Henderson, the Gajon, the Delaberg, the Glaude, and you put Abe's name right up there with the rest of them. My question is, well, I have two questions. Are we looking in the wrong spot for officiating consistency? And what I mean by that, is it more of an art form versus a science? And maybe we ought to be looking for like plumbers and carpenters and people like that versus lawyers and doctors. That's a yes or no question.
Well, I would say it doesn't matter what your background, just can you pass the test and you qualified. At least if you have a plumber,
right.
That's unbelievable.
That's
official.
I think officiating is probably more of an art form than it is a science.
Yes. Exactly. If you grew up doing junior high games and you paid your dues, high school, rec playground, and then you go on to college in the NFL, no, you got a lot of skins on the wall and become second nature. I think that is critical.
Right, and Bobby, that's what I'm saying. I think it's more of an art form than it is a science. Okay. My second question, and this is kind of deep, and it's a deep pull. Do you think, or do either one of you all think, or anybody out there thinks, that Coach Payton's decision to walk away, which he deserves and has earned, and he can do whatever the hell he wants,
right?
Is his decision, do you think, in any way, could possibly affect Tom Brady's decision to come back for another year, given the status now of the NFC South, us, the Panthers, the Falcons? I mean, we all suck basically right now. So that's just my other question. And God bless y'all. I love y'all.
All right, Tommy. I think Tom Brady has not influenced what happens in New Orleans, whether he comes back. I think Giselle, his wife, has a lot of say-so. And with his kids, I don't know. He made a statement. I want to play till I'm 45. Okay. Do you truly honor that? Why do you honor that? No, the last game, Tom Brady was getting hit. Now, I mean, you know what? The young Tom Brady would not have been like the old Tom Brady. Okay, he got hit maybe a little high, and his lip got busted. And he's looking at the official, look at my lip. I remember getting freaking tomahawk chopped by the 49ers and Michael Carter, and my whole lip was like split, needed like 6 stitches. And like, what? So you just keep playing. But now it's like, oh, no, you can't hit him in the head. So I think Tom Brady, if he continues to play, you know what's going to be key? If he thinks he has a supporting cast that's going to help him win. What happened on the back end since the Saints game when P.J. Williams lowered the boom on Chris Godwin? Was that a bad hit? I'm tackling
this offseason. It'll be a discussion at the owners' meetings.
So how are you going to tackle?
And then
we're going to demand that you tackle. Okay, you can't hit him too high.
It's going to be flag football before much longer.
But you can only hit him.
I said that tongue in cheek, but
you only can hit him at the waist. You got to hit him like between the chest and like the waist. So don't dare go low. Don't dare go high. You know how fast these guys are. Come on, you're just trying to make a play. No, they're trying to hinder the defense. That's a bunch of BS. So I think Tom Brady going forward, it depends on the supporting cast. You know who screwed Tom Brady? Who screwed
Antonio
Tom Brady?
Brown.
Antonio Brown. Man, he let him live in his guest house and stuff in Tampa Bay. He threw Tom Brady under the bus. That's a piece of garbage. Tom Brady had his back, and he threw Tom Brady under the bus. Antonio Brown, that's the son of a gun. If you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, no, he let you down. You talk about selfish. And now he's always like 2 weeks later, I'm all about Tom. No, what you said 2 weeks ago. Come on. Antonio Brown, no, he just got to go to therapy.
If you're on hold, sit tight. We're coming to you. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Chris on our Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text lines and Marrero. What's going on, Chris? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Chris.
Good, thank you.
I'm rewinding back to the last game we played with Tampa, and I'm watching this team play with a swagger that they never played with, and I think that's all from Dennis Allen. They played with an attitude that game like no other Saints team played. They wanted that game so bad. And if you watch Dennis Allen, coach on the sideline, he's got that swagger.
No. The thing is, you know what I liked about Dennis Allen? There wasn't any too highs or too lows. Look how poised he was. Didn't he look like a head coach?
Sure, and he had been before. He's managed games before.
No, but it looked like he's been there, done that, and he wasn't overwhelmed.
Chris, I think the swagger, I appreciate your argument, because Dennis Allen, you're trying to validate Dennis Allen to a degree, and certainly he's responsible for that win. He was the head coach at that time. It falls under Sean Payton. He gets credit for it, but Dennis Allen did a good job. However, I think more of that swagger came down to the fact that the Saints kind of knew, the players knew they owned Tampa Bay. Not to mention, anytime you're playing the GOAT, man, that competitive juices get ramped up a little bit.
Without a doubt.
I think that's more of the case.
Well, and I can tell you this, Chris, that, okay, I've been around professional football since 1983 and going forward. And I've talked to a lot of son of a guns. I've talked to white, black, this, that. It don't matter. I've talked to a number of coaches, offense and defense, whatever. Dennis Allen's as good as it gets. Now, he didn't. What are you talking about? He didn't win nothing with the Raiders. I do not know the situation would occur with the Raiders.
Al Davis was still running the Raiders.
Okay.
He was the general manager, and he was in his 80s.
The point being, I know Dennis Allen knows what the hell he's doing and how players respond to him. So I'm telling you, I would have no problem. Christian, it's not even like, I don't know about that. But Dennis Allen, I think Dennis Allen is very capable of being a head coach with the Saints or some other NFL team. There's not potentially 32 head coaches better than Dennis Allen. There isn't. And what he's brought to the table and how he turned around the Saints defense. You know, at one time, okay, you look like Spags. Thank God that he got Pat Mahomes and all that with the Chiefs. Looks back, no, he lasted 1 year with the Saints. We set negative defensive records when he was in charge of our defense. Okay, you look at who was Bounty Gate?
Greg Williams.
Greg Williams. Okay, I love Greg Williams. A great interviewer, a great personality, but he's not as stable as Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen, he don't have the two highs or the two lows.
His ego doesn't get the best of him.
But Greg Williams would be more, and I love Greg Williams. I love Greg Williams, but he's no Dennis Allen. I think Dennis Allen is that quality of a coach. He's like, to me, his stability, what he brings to the table, how the players respond to him. He's almost like now, until he wins a Super Bowl, he's almost like the defensive version of Sean Payton, but he hasn't won a Super Bowl. I'm telling you, Dennis Allen is off the chart. I'm telling you. Now, in this day and age right now, we want to hire offensive coaches. And hell with these defensive guys. We want offensive guys. We got to score points. But I'm telling you, as far as stability and the players responding, they don't get any better than Dennis Allen.
I'll take your word for it and kind of agree. I've been around DA a few times, and in particular, when I hear him talking about X's and O's, man, I certainly can't compete with him. Bobby, you can, but my point is that guy knows what he's doing.
No, Christian, I've talked to so many freaking coaches, I'm telling you. I'm not BSing you. I would tell you, I don't know, Dennis Allen, he's in over his head. I know he's not in over his head. I know he knows what he's talking about and what he's doing.
All right, we'll wrap up our third hour and jump into our fourth hour. It's going to be a half hour for LSU and, Texas A&M, the Aggies, and Hoops coming up at 8 o'clock tip-off right here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.